This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Again, a special edition of the whole show today, live at the Back Nine Timnath. Perfect timing for Louie there, who hates having the radio on in the background. But it's the first ever KFKA versus the listeners event, and I actually have the owner now. Brian's taking a quick break there. Zach Wilson, the owner of Back Nine Timnath. Zach, man, first off, dude, thanks for doing this with us, man. We're a weird group. Thanks for allowing us to be weird today out here at Back Nine.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's been a lot of fun so far. Big shot by Craig there to take a lead for the listeners. So it's getting
huge. Now the listeners have the lead right now. That's amazing. Did you anticipate this being this tight of a contest today?
You know, I saw the guys warming up, and I thought it was going to be tight. Yeah. There's some sticks on each side, and, you know, there's some liabilities on each side, too. So,
I mean, this is everything you want, though, for doing this for the first time ever. Brian and I didn't want a blowout. We wanted this thing to be close. So obviously, we're rooting for KFK, even with Tanner on there. But we wanted it to be a tight contest. So far, we've got a tight contest.
Yeah. And just a few minutes ago, in one of the other bays, guy hit a hole-in-one. Yeah. Only the second hole-in-one in the facility.
No kidding.
Yeah, right over there.
Just literally like a few seconds ago.
Yeah,
wow.
10 minutes ago on bay 3, hole-in-one over there.
That is awesome. That is so cool. This is such a fun environment here. I was talking to, you know, Derbs over here, who's golfed all over. He was a golf pro everywhere. And he's like, it's amazing just how realistic it is and how, you know, just the setup here, the technology to it, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it really picks up every aspect of the swing. And the putting, the guys are starting to get used to it. It's a little tricky, but once you do get the putting dialed in, it's the best putting on the market as well.
Is the putting kind of, that's the, one of the more difficult ones then to kind of acclimate yourself to, other than, you know, teeing off and the mid-range game?
Yep, definitely. It takes some getting used to. The more reps you get, the better you're going to get at putting. But you come off the street and try and putt, it's tricky.
Yeah.
So.
It's just so, and again, you get to choose. How many different courses are there that you can actually choose?
There are about 75 courses on there right now, and we just a couple weeks ago got a look into the release schedule. So we're going to be getting some new courses throughout quarter three and quarter four of the year. So we should be up to about 80 by the end of the year.
Wow! And we're using we're golfing at TBC Sawgrass here at the Back Nine of that. And this is a lot of fun, just seeing these guys, you know, going at it here. Great opportunity to come out. And what I love about it is you can schedule these times to come in at your leisure, you know, and you can come in and find openings, work on your game, or if the weather's bad, what have you.
Yeah, there's definitely been some times where I've had people come off the golf course getting rained out, give me a call, hey, do you got any spots? And they'll come in and, you know, play around in here just like they were coming off the course playing.
Well, because you're in that golf mode. You're itching to golf. And then when the weather's nasty, suddenly you're not going to not want to golf anymore, so being able to come over here to Back Nine is a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, it's rain or shine, day or night. You don't have to worry about it getting dark. Come early morning, you can come late night, and it's just been a great opportunity for me and my family to have this, and I've been playing so much more golf than I did in the past.
Well, I know we're going to be doing this. The guys are loving it, and more of these competitions are coming out. So how are you feeling about how this is going right now? Do you think KFKA is going to pull it out, or are you leaning toward the listeners a little bit here?
You know, the listeners got more pieces to the puzzle. Mm-hmm. I think the strengths are very well spread out with the listeners. So they've got the guy that can drive. They've got the guy that can chip. They've got the guy that can putt. And the KFKA group, I mean, they're all kind of drive for dough, and how's that saying go? Drive for show and putt for dough, and that's like kind of where they're losing out right now.
I think Not a lot of finesse with this group.
That's what it seems to be.
Hey, man. But no, this is a blast, and we just appreciate you entertaining this and having us out here. Tanner, of course, I've golfed. I'm a terrible golfer, but I've golfed with Tanner a lot. I never thought he was a bad golfer, but he has been on a stretch of bad golf for months now, and today he is not really doing anything to change that.
No, I think he's going to hit a good one here. He's got the wind at his back. That water on the left's not even visible to him. Yeah, and then,
I keep. Oh boy!
There was water on the right. I didn't even know that was water was there on the right.
Hey, if there's water, he's gonna find it.
Yeah, he was close.
Find it. We just keep waiting for Tanner to come out of this, and we thought today might be that day. Sometimes he just needs to be motivated with a little trash talk or whatever, but it's not the case today, man. So far, at least it's early.
Yeah, we still got a lot of holes to play. I think you know, things are really going to be decided on the 17th. The Island Green, who's going to be able to hit that green? I think KFA Group's got a better chance of hitting that green and getting on there, and you know, they could pick up a couple strokes if the listeners don't hit the Island Green.
Well, see, Mike Danson's been the star for KFKA so far today. He's driving like a madman, but a little right there.
Yep, this one's out to the right. It's going to be okay, though. I mean, they're going to have some trees in the way on this one for sure.
Yeah, not bad. Zach, my man, are you getting people like wanting to do different like party? Obviously, come here. Guys want to come here and golf. That's obvious first and foremost. But do you get like get-togethers? People want to come out. It's just kind of a hangout type of thing. We're going to do a little group get-together. Come out back.
Yeah, I mean, rarely do I see anybody in here by themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably the only one in here golfing alone. But, yeah, it's usually a group of people. I've had lots of interest with different groups that want to do some sort of, like, corporate event or some sort of work party, that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a ton of interest in that. We did a birthday party. We've done a charity event for a golf team, Timoth Girls Golf Team. We did a charity event for them. Then we did their end-of-the-year banquet. So we had about 40, 45 people in here that day. It was packed in here that day.
And I love it too, because you're able to, if you want to eat something, you know you guys are close with the restaurant nearby here too. People can eat in here if they need to, and that kind of thing, and have their sodas and whatnot.
Yeah, we we let you bring in any other food and drink. We got two great restaurants on either side of us that are more than happy to bring it down to you if you'll go over there and order it or give them a call. And you know, just as long as you're cleaning up after yourselves.
Yeah,
it's. It's very self-serve around here.
It really is. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think there's an easiness to it about how, because maybe, you know, if you're an avid golfer, sometimes, you know, you want that change of pace. You don't want to necessarily have to go through everything, and just coming over here quickly, set up, it doesn't take that long to get you going.
Right, yeah, you're not unloading your bag from the car and going to get in your cart and loading that up. I mean, you get to the golf course, and it's 30 minutes before you can start golfing. You come here, and you're golfing in 5 minutes, and you're ready to go. So it definitely gives you the opportunity to get a lot of swings in and just, you know, work on your game. That's the basic thing. I mean, we don't want to replace outdoor golf. We want you to be able to use the indoor facility to get better at outdoor golf.
Yeah.
You come in here for a month, you don't tell any of your buddies, then you show up on the first tee and you just wipe the floor with
them. That's actually deep down, my whole plan of all of this is to actually start coming over here so that when next time we do hit the golf course and they invite me, if they ever will again, I'm actually okay. So we'll see. That's the plan.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are doing that. I've got one member. He comes in, and he's in here in and out 15, 20 minutes, and he's on his way to the golf course. So he comes in here and warms up, gets in, swings in on the driving range, and then heads to the golf course and gets right out on the first tee. Imagine his buddy's like, man, how are you already loose?
Yeah, you're already good to go. That's a good plan, actually. Louie with a pretty decent shot there. Louie, we found out here of the listener group, has a hard time with the radio broadcast being on behind him.
Oh, yeah.
I did ask everybody, to be fair, when we got going, hey, is it going to bug us with these idiots talking about you? And everyone said they were fine, but Louis kind of had a bit of an issue with that so far. Well, now we've got near miss for today. And he's just been steady. He's been steady. Not there as much, but for the most part, he's been steady.
Yeah.
So this is great, man. We'll continue on rolling here. It's a tight contest. It's pretty – I mean, right now the listeners have taken the edge. The tall dude, Craig, had a phenomenal putt earlier to end up, you know, taking the lead in this one. So it's been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a chip out of the rough.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was right. It was a chip out of the rough.
About 30 yards, and he kind of hit a little thin, but right on line, rolled right in, perfect speed, everything.
He's been struggling, too, and to have that one, we'll see what that does for the rest of his day, but that was a big one for the team listener.
Yeah, nine-hole scramble, you make a shot like that, that's a big help for the team.
Yeah, no question. Well, Zach, my man, I'll let you go. I know you're kind of working the room, you've got other things you've got to work on, but we just want to thank you so much for being a sponsor on KFKA and working with us and allowing us to come out here today and try this very first KFK versus the Listeners competition.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we'll be able to do some more fun stuff with us down the road.
I appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay? All right. Thanks.
All right. There he was, Zachary Wilson, owner of Back Nine in Timnath here. We are in a heated contest between KFKA and the Listeners, and I'm waiting for Derbs to be the guy that really steps up for this KFK group. Obviously, Mike Danson's been really, really good, but can Derbs come up with a big shot? And he does, right as we say it. Oh, wow, and he was fist pumping there. He was excited. Okay, we do need to take a quick break here, but it's getting exciting. It's heating up. Ryan Gary will be back with me here in just a moment. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're live from Back Nine at Timnath. We'll be right back.
The coach will be here to preview the upcoming season. Coach speak weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I'm all right. Nobody but a phone me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't just let it be. I'm all right.
Welcome back to this special edition of The Whole Show at the Back Nine in Timnath, KFKA versus the Listeners. And Brian, we're getting everything we hoped for. It is a tight battle.
Oh, it is a very tight battle. Things really, I mean, when the Listeners went on a little streak here and they pulled a shot ahead, Craig had an amazing shot that really saved them and put them up. Now, I don't know. This is a birdie situation for near broke. Can they extend that lead, or are we going to have this one? Is KFK going to come back? There's a lot. You can feel the tension starting to build, Brady.
You can, as we get to the closer and closer to that midway point. Because I think the KFK fellas, our guys, were pretty confident coming in.
I believe cocky would
shocked,
be the word.
Yeah, probably cocky. So. Kind cocky. Of shocked that they're behind at this point. So they've got some work to do.
I know they weren't expecting to be in this position. But here's one thing. The dude down the hall is starting to dial in.
He is.
And if that happens and continues to, that can be a game changer here.
Derbs is very much like one of those great basketball players where maybe you don't hear much from him in the first quarter or the second quarter, and the next thing you know, he's got 35 points, and he's leading his team to a win in overtime. That's Derbs. That's
seven threes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's him right now.
Absolutely.
I have to put it in terms that I can understand, Brian.
Yeah, I totally understand.
You get me.
I do. All right. In fact, the dude down the hall is now getting ready now for his birdie putt. How far out? We're looking at about 17 and a half feet to the hole.
Yeah.
They have called in Zach. He just stepped on Derbs' ball. That you can just imagine that.
Well, yes, very, very well
Thank
said,
you.
Ryan. Very
Thank
well said.
You. I'm not Jim Nance, but I've listened to him.
It's a phenomenal setup out here at the Back Nine Timnath, this golf simulator.
Truly is.
But you know, sometimes you have to make sure it reads the ball okay, and then they're just making a quick adjustment. But I'm talking to so many guys that come here earlier, they were just like, this is so much fun. I like to come out here before I go golf or after I golf. If we get rained out, I come over here.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is very realistic. He said putting is the tough one for people to kind of adjust to, but other than that, it's so much. It's so close.
And I've heard that from many people as far as the putting goes, that it is the difficult thing. But, I mean, the grid that's laid out and they've got the ball track of where you should be going,
yeah.
I mean, it makes it – they read the green for you. Then it's kind of up to you to go from there. But we've seen some trouble on the green, and we've seen a couple of really good putts too. Where's this one going to go? Again, 17 and a half feet. This is for a birdie.
It's a big one for Derbs.
And
there's a slight little issue, just a glitch that they're trying to work through. It's kind of
somebody
like,
move the hole.
It's kind of like at a bowling alley, Brian, where the pin gets stuck in the gutter.
Yes.
And you just have to clear it out of there.
You
that's
need a
basically
pin
what he had to do right there was clear, which took about 4 seconds. So,
yep. And now we're all back.
Now we're all back, and now Derbs is ready to go. So easy fix. That's the thing. Doesn't take much to just fix that right back up.
I was glad there was something wrong with the calibration, because I hated to think that Dustin hit that bad of a putt.
Yes.
And that one just, it leaked right. It started out right, and it stayed that way.
Yeah.
There's some frustration right now, Brian. That was his shot. And now Tanner, again, they're all sitting. They got that 17-and-a-half-foot putt.
I'm thinking Tanner might be the guy to really, because I think something's going to change in his game. I think something's going to change, and he's going to help lead this team to victory today.
Are you just saying that, or do you really
no,
think
I,
that?
I think I have that. I don't know. Okay, Craig's looking right at me, and he's tall, so I'm scared.
Tanner,
please don't make me look stupid when I say things like that. He did right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was nice. Can your dad play? That's a little weak. Little weak coming from him. This, now no pressure, but Mike
Danson.
It's a big
one. It's a biggie. It's a biggie. You don't want to fall behind here, Brian.
No, you don't. But they still have the stick, Bruce Dick, coming up.
That's what they call him. Yep. Yeah, I've heard
absolutely
that name. Mike's having a hard time with that. He's got a – have you seen the movie For the Love of the Game? He's got a Kevin Costner
have
this
I
right
seen
now.
Seen it?
He's got to clear the mechanism right now. We are the mechanism. He's got to clear us from his brain.
Good luck with that, Mike.
Good luck with that, Mike. We're in your brain.
Oh, that was a nice putt.
That was a very nice putt.
They're all
– very nice putt, but not good
they're
enough.
They're all a ball short, so to speak.
Bruce needs this one in a very big way, Brian.
Bruce was wearing some frustration when he came back here.
Yeah,
earlier.
He really was.
Yeah, I thought he was going to hurt one of us.
Oh, he was. Yeah. He was definitely upset. He was upset. He was Bruce Hulk.
Oh, that could be.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There
Bruce nailed the putt.
Is.
What was that, 17 and a half?
17 and a half feet.
That was phenomenal.
That was
so
like,
we're even. We're even again. We're even again. How big that shot was.
We are back even.
Bruce Dick coming up huge.
That was clutch. That was clutch. Bruce. Boom, 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 boom.
Thanks, Bruce.
Congratulations,
high five, Bruce.
Bruce.
That was huge. Bruce, just clutch right now. I was talking about Derbs being the basketball player. Bruce coaches basketball players. He coaches greatness. And he just has said, you know what? I'm tired of coaching greatness. I'm just going to go be great right now.
He's, you know, in his career of everything that he's done, he's probably seen about everything.
Oh, he's seen everything.
You know, and he's
dinosaurs.
He's rather unflappable.
Yes.
When it comes to this, pressure doesn't get to him, nothing. He seems to thrive on it,
I think
Brady.
He does. I don't think it bothers Mike, of course. Mike's been phenomenal, but it bothered him, the joke we told. But Bruce, no. Bruce is fine. Derbs is pissed. That's what that was. I'm mad. I'm launching. I'm pine needling now.
He is pine needling. That's it. I think it's sitting up decent, though. It's not too bad.
No, not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah,
could be worse.
Yeah,
could be worse, as Derb says.
Which is what everyone says when they hit a shot.
Yep,
that's it.
It's better,
If the best thing you can say about it is it could have been worse.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Tanner Schwint here. I'm still waiting, Brian. I'm still waiting for that shot.
We're all waiting.
That's going to change everything in this game. There it is.
That was
is
not
it. That is not.
Oh, you know what?
It's skipping.
I don't know. Who put a sprinkler head right there? But he nailed it. It was either that or he killed a bird and it bounced off. I'm not sure what happened.
I'm not sure.
Did you?
I don't. Tanner says he's going to go cry in the bathroom for a little bit. So he hits a bad shot, but it ends up kind of skipping and moving, and then it hits the edge of the grass there, and it bounces off.
Randy Johnson to Siegel.
I think it did hit a Siegel.
Yeah.
I think it hit a Siegel.
Oh, Mike Danson taking out frustration.
He's going to go left with
it, Brian.
Did
he overswing on that?
He did. He's going to go into Narnia with the pine needles. There he is.
You know, I hear there's some sidewinders over there. Buddy.
Oh, there's a lot of sidewinders.
There's a lot of sidewinders.
You got to be careful.
You don't want to be over there.
It's the bridge to Terabithia you want to be careful of.
Oh,
you don't want to go there.
No, there's several hazards out mm-hmm. here. And, yes. and the pit of despair, another one.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh,
very
absolutely.
Good. So, Brian, Bruce is going to have to
– so have to carry
we're
the
hitting whole the struggle bus with all three of our studs
oh,
right
Mike
here.
Is giving you the look. Well, like, hey, dude, did you see the distance
I do
that?
See – and he's got the power of a Greek Hulk.
Yeah, he's got the muscles. He's got the armies.
Bruce,
he's fine. He likes the sand.
He's in the sand. He's playing with the sand again.
No, I'd say he just grabs a margarita, kicks back.
Is it fair to say that was a rough outing right there, rough sequence there for the KFK 4?
Not the best tee shots you could hope for. They've got some distance from one or two,
yeah.
but the positioning not good.
No.
This leaves it wide open for the listeners to come through and take a lead here.
Huge.
Again, we're on the 15th hole. We just have, if I do the math right, four to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, thank you, Brady.
And they are – we're dead even right now, Brian. That's what people listen to the show. You get a lot of factoids. Also tutoring, too.
Tutoring and factoids. Factoids. And what more can we deliver?
I love a good factoid.
Oh, who doesn't?
Do you have a favorite factoid?
Dogs and bees smell fear.
That's your favorite
that's
factoid?
That's probably my favorite.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I'd have to think about it for a while because I – boy, do I have factoids. That's D-Shribe.
That's D-Shribe. He muscled that one over into Danson territory.
It's going to dance with Danson right now in the Pine Needle territory.
Absolutely.
They need a good one here. They need a good one. Here's Louis.
Well, here's Louis.
Louis has had an issue, and if I were nice to Louis, I would say now's a good time for a break. But, Brian, guess what? We got to win this thing.
No, we do.
We need KFK to win.
Check this out. See how this works. Louis, we're off the air right now.
No, don't tell him that because he's going to think
he's going to think, well, but he doesn't need to know I'm lying.
That's true. He might not know. That's very smart, Brian.
He's way up there. Look at how far away he is from me.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. Actually, probably. We're on the air, Louis. Oh.
This is a big one for Louis. Oh, Brian.
I believe I angered him enough to get that one.
Oh, it's not good.
Ace.
It's not good.
Still hanging in the sand.
He's hanging in the sand. He's in the bunker.
That was a nice shot, though. Imagine if we weren't on the air. That would have cleared the sand.
So here's a big one for Craig, Brian. This is a big one. Craig's had an interesting day.
He's had the best shot of the day.
Yeah. But also some ups and downs.
Well, this is 394-yard par 4. Mm-hmm. And the door is wide open. The KFK team, sucked crackers on that one.
Yeah.
And we're going to – I've never said that before.
That's
a new one for me. Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's for the day. It's a
but,
golf
you know,
day.
I do that till they get all mushy, and it's a lot easier for for people to go.
It's kind of gross, Brian.
It really was, and I'd like to roll back time and not say that.
Yeah, unfortunately, alrighty. We can't stop everything.
Yeah.
Big one here for Craig.
Oh, that was a shot.
That was a shot. Got some distance.
Oh, hop
but
on that cart path.
We're going to get into the pine needles again.
Again, he has a very open look.
Yes.
To blast it down the fairway from there. Interesting. He's not doing the Rand McNally, here's how we map out the course track.
No.
Yeah, just doing a little off-road.
Just got to take the scenic route.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Here's near broke, Brian. This has been one of the more, you said it earlier,
steady.
Been one of the more steady golfers at this point. So
yep.
This is a big one.
I have more spectators coming in.
They're coming to check it out.
Absolutely.
People are starting
to riff-raff
coming come in
through.
From all over the world to see near broke golf.
Yep.
I mean, this is one of the
it's
big
an international
things.
Audience.
Yeah.
It truly is.
I think I saw someone from China here earlier.
I did. They had a near broke T-shirt.
They
on.
Did. It was weird. Just his face. And that's why, Brian. That's why you wear the shirt.
That's it. Oh, stay out of the, get out of the sand.
Oh, wow. It stopped before going into the sand.
It
it's in
did.
The first cut.
He's done a lot of clamming today.
Yes, he has.
You know.
Yes, he has
done a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we have a really ugly look. Right now, whose shot is this? Is this
Derbs? I believe in you.
Oh, is this okay? This is the dude down the hall. Who had the
62, Brian?
Who had the drive? It was that was Derbs' drive.
Yeah.
All right, and that was the best you guys.
So not
could do?
A well. They could get out of this. Tanner's now mad.
He's really mad.
Bruce is trying to kill us.
Yep, he's taking a backswing to hit me. The team has turned on me.
The team has turned, but we have to be neutral, Brian. We were rooting for KFK at the beginning, but we have to call it like we see it.
We're simply broadcasting this. That's all we do.
If they were to be murdered right now, we could not help them. We have to broadcast what we see.
That's right. Oh, very nice shot. Dude down the hall is getting it.
Derbs
down,
comes up big.
Huge.
Absolutely huge.
Beautiful shot. Put
that
in
was
a position.
Monster shot by the dude down the hall, and he hit that one down the hall.
You know, and there's room to better that, but even just knowing that one's there, that they're going to be in a position for a birdie putt.
Yep.
You know,
this is a that was so critical.
Yeah, it really
was. For KFK's chances
takes
here.
The pressure off the young Schwint.
Well, then here comes Tanner.
His best shot.
No,
it wasn't.
It was good for a moment, Brian.
Yeah, it was pretty in the air, and then when you got a good look at it
pretty.
On the ground, really ugly.
Yeah, really ugly. Yeah.
Yep,
ugly. For as much as he golfs, and he golfs more than most people.
You'd think you'd be better.
You'd think you'd be a lot better than this.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Bruce tried to jump the gun.
Little confusion. Could somebody please put him back in his room? Bruce got loose.
Bruce tried to cut in front of Mike Danson. Not a good thing because Mike looks like he could get angry. He could hurt someone.
Bruce took out those three kids in the bay a couple down from us.
<It's> my, there's
we'll
a good shot,
a
right
nice
there.
Get a hop.
It's gonna get there.
And a skip
no.
And a jump and a
pretty good though.
Yeah, he's right on the
pretty
apron,
good.
As they say.
Yes.
On
the
apron.
Kind of like the Nuggets.
Yeah.
There we go.
Little
Nuggets talk today.
That's good. Way to slip that in there. Nice job.
Thank you, Brian. Bruce Dick here coming up. There's no pressure on this shot for him because they're in a great spot no matter what he does here.
After the dude down the hall did what he did, but this is when, you know, Bruce will all of a sudden put one up there and get him close. And that really looked nice.
Where did that come from?
Oh, my.
That was beautiful.
That's the one.
Bruce Dick coming
Bruce
up.
Bruce is feeling
huge.
It.
Huge.
Yeah, Bruce is feeling it.
How far
it.
Away from the hole is he there? That was
We're
huge.
We're going to find out as soon as the stats come up. But first, we have to go back into the trees with the listeners.
The listeners are in the trees.
Absolutely. D-Schreib has his syrup bucket over as he tapped a tree. Try to get a little maple out of that one. It's going deep there. That was a stretch.
No, it's a stretch, but
stretch.
It's good.
That's
I could see that. That's a world I want to live in. With that, with what you described there, I would like that to happen.
Did you have a Stretch Armstrong as a kid?
I sure did, Brian.
Did you cut them open to see what the goo was inside?
Eventually, they just kind of broke open. So that's what.
What'd you find?
Yeah, it was
dried up.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it was a weird thing.
It was weird.
I had one that froze. Actually, I left
did
it outside.
You really?
Yeah, and it froze.
Well, so I'm sad. I didn't mean to take you back.
No. Lost that one.
Yeah.
So never had a Stretch Armstrong again.
Yeah.
Here goes Louie getting ready to get out of the sand here, Brian.
I had the Stretch Monster, too.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good.
There was one you could, like, you could pump them up, too, and make them bigger. Very fascinating.
Louie, he's got another smoter.
He's skipping rocks, though, and he skipped out at least
You know, another
out
word
of the
for that
the
is
sand.
A worm burner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bit
of
like
a worm
that.
Burner right there.
Did you ever see the movie Tremors?
Oh,
that's
kind of
what it reminded
it?
Me of.
One, two, or
just
three.
Just kind of shoot through there.
Some
one.
Of Reba's best work.
Reba McEntire was phenomenal in that movie. And Kevin Bacon? Wow.
I were an underwater, under earth.
Yeah, I get you.
I would have done that, too.
If I were any kind of a worm, I would want to be the Tremor worm.
Yes.
Yeah, I would want to be that
Reba's
worm.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here comes Craig again. A lot of white sand in front of Craig. He's a very tall man.
He certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see what that translates to. 168 yards out.
And
nice swing from Craig. And just a wee bit short. Actually, a lot short.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked really nice.
It did look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a great personality.
A person like me would love that shot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Person like me would love to see you hit that shot.
And a person like me would say thank you for loving to see that. Here's Near Broke.
Near Broke coming up next. What would you love to see out of Near Broke?
I'd just love to see him sink it right here.
That's not going
to
happen.
I was reverse psychology, Brian. I didn't want him to do that.
I understand. Wood ticks are going to be a problem for Near Broke before this thing's
wood
over.
Ticks are an issue this time of year.
They really are.
There's no question.
Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many things they carry.
35 minutes after the hour. Let's see D. Schreib here, and then we'll take a quick break as we are broadcasting the first ever KFK versus the listeners event at the back nine Timnath. It is a tight race here.
It is. Big Very shot for D. Schreib.
Big shot.
He knows it. And he, you know, it's nice that he alerts the crowd which way it's going.
He is also not quite going to get into the pine needles, but he is close to the car path.
He's yet to yell four, and I think there was at least six instances he should have.
Yeah,
he
probably should have. You gotta probably.
I expect the group in front of him to hit into him.
It's about safety.
Yeah.
It's about safety out
here. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick break here live. Special broadcast, your KFK versus the listeners at Back 9 Timnath. It's the whole show in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
I hit it hard, man. So far, man. No laying up, no holding back. Ain't afraid of nothing. It's
welcome back to our special broadcast today. The first ever in the history of KFKA. KFKA versus the listeners right now, Brian, here at Back 9 Timnath. And we are in the back nine. They're simulating the TBC Sawgrass Golf Course.
Yes.
And it is a battle here. Very good battle between these two teams.
We're tied. I mean,
we're tied up. Is,
I mean, we are as tight as you can be. Now, the KFKA crew missed all their opportunities to get the birdie.
Yeah.
This is now down to par, and Louis needs to make this par. Otherwise, KFKA, I believe, gets the hole and will go one up. All right, so let's see what Louis can do. There's a little hush fell over the crowd.
Mm-hmm. It's a nervous time, Brian.
It is. Louis has a good – he's got a good aim. He's got good aim.
Oh, my
Could it
gosh.
Be enough? Oh!
That's a brutal – that's brutal.
That's right about there. A rotation short.
That's just
That
one.
Was about a rotation short.
Oh, wow. So Craig needs a big one here, Brian.
You know, Craig has come through in the clutch for them before.
In fact, it was his shot earlier that gave them their first lead today.
This is true. I feel something good coming out of Craig here.
I do too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that he's going to make this very interesting, and he needs to.
It says wait. Full swing weight. Ball not detected. Now ready. Now saying ready. Very sophisticated system.
Oh, now it says wait.
Says wait again.
Ball not. Oh, now it's ready. We're having a. Craig is so tall. When mm-hmm. he leans in, his head is covering up the golf ball because it's not detecting the ball. Still not getting there. Craig, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. There. Okay, this is
hilarious.
It's like watching someone try to parallel park.
Mm-hmm. But he's got it now.
Oh, there it is.
Did it affect him?
Not quite enough. Not quite
Not
enough.
Not quite enough.
So that. Oh, no, it comes down to near broke.
It comes All down right. to near broke.
This is the last opportunity to have this hole. Otherwise, KFKA is going to go up by one with three to play.
Yeah, critical situation here for near broke.
The pressure's on.
There's a lot of pressure. He's got one foot in the fryer.
You can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he – Yeah,
Not
that
gonna
was
–
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to do it.
There it is. All right, the KFKA team goes back up by one.
Yeah. Look at these scores, Brian. It has been extremely tight throughout this thing.
You know, it's all you could have hoped for. You know, you dream of athletic competition, and what will the big day be like?
Yeah.
You know, like the World Cup, I didn't know what to expect, and here
exactly
I found
like
myself
that.
Being drawn in,
yes.
and you can feel the excitement.
Yes.
The way that our state has gathered and gotten behind these athletes has been really, really impressive.
Oh, yeah. They basically, you know, Derbs is – Danson's like a – what's the Norway player? The Haaland?
Haaland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like him.
Well, Danson had a merch booth out front.
Yeah.
Oh, my. The dude down the hall is starting to –
He's launching.
He's launching, but he's also –
He's just a little off.
It's Arbor Day for him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, 277 yards for Derbs? 277 yards, Brian.
No, it's – I mean –
It's a lot of yards.
It's a great shot, but it's where the ball ends up.
Yeah, that's
true.
You know,
that's
in the pine needles.
That's what it comes down to. Is that next shot going to end up costing him because of the position? We'll see.
We'll see.
There's a strong chance Tanner could go and find that area as well.
I mean, I'm just waiting for Tanner. He's like Jamal Murray to me. Sometimes I've seen
him
good.
We need playoff Tanner.
But we need playoff Tanner right now.
Yeah, we do.
And he's been bad. And, you know, that's not good.
No, not
being
in a
bad is not good.
Not in a contract
right
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well.
Oh.
Well.
We
stay
have
there.
A Tanner sighting.
There we go, Tanner Schwint.
That's what we're talking about.
He had to have it.
Congratulations, Tanner.
Congrats,
that
Tanner.
Was a nice drive.
That was the Tanner
carried
that I knew was there, and he came up with a critical shot.
261-yard drive. He hit that 240-some in the air. Very nice shot by Tanner.
Very good.
I think he needed that. Tate just texted and said, now that's my dad.
Yeah. He's like, I forgot who my dad was for a while.
Yeah, I did.
And now I know.
He was asking for paternity tests.
Yeah, he was.
And now he's accepting that Tanner is dad.
Yeah. Now he'll go back to milking the cows, and he's satisfied that his dad is golfing well again.
And now.
Oh, my.
Thor Von Danson. Oh.
So far, it just. That was a. How far was that shot? It was 321 yards.
He hit
but
it.
He goes
it
into the
carried
water.
321, and then he found a lake that just formed while his ball was in
I
the air.
I think it did.
Because
yeah.
I did not see that body of water there before, and apparently Mike did not either.
No, and that's what, you know, when you launch it that far, you're going to discover new land. You are.
You are.
And he did. He discovered new land.
It, you know, kind of like Lewis and Clark.
He was Lewis and Clark, yes.
Yeah, his
very
caddy
much so.
Was Sakakawea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
absolutely.
Good. Pretty close enough.
Well, that's what we said in North Dakota. Everyone else in the world has pronounced it wrong.
Yeah.
And Brucey Bruce and the Funky Bunch gets it
did
right
he
out-drive
up
there by Tanner.
Tanner.
He's trying.
No, he didn't. But which one do you take, though?
You take Bruce's. It's more into
yes,
the middle of the fairway.
Yep, Bruce Dick
it
coming up big.
It will be interesting to see. KFK crew set themselves up in good position there after the tee. Now we need to see what the listeners will do.
Unfortunately, we have to take another break here. 12:47 the time. It's the whole show. We're live from Back 9 Timnath for the first ever KFK versus listeners event. We'll be right back.
Two teams, no parades.
No! No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Man, Brian, we're having fun out here.
This is absolutely awesome. Like, I hope this is the first of many.
I thought it was just going to be just kind of goofy or whatever. It's actually really entertaining just watching these guys. All of them are pretty, you know, pretty good.
Well, and it shows you how competitive you could get with this. You get out here with some buddies, you know, and take each other on. This is a great setup, and really glad that we've been able to get here
Man.
And experience this. Zach's put together a great
it's
business
so great.
Here.
Yeah, Zach, thanks again.
Oh,
back
and look.
Derbs is finding himself.
Oh.
Brian, he skipped rocks. He went out to a lake nearby, and he listened to Elton John music, and he found himself. And here he is in all his glory.
Colorado weather can be a fickle mistress. One moment it's raining, the next moment the sun's out. Oh, look, there's a snowstorm. And now the sun's back out to melt it all away. Avoid the surprises and hear all about the weather with me, meteorologist Cody Wilson of Denver and Front Range Weather. I'll get you the what, where, and when of Northern Colorado's weather on Good Morning NoCo, Mondays at 9:30. And check out my podcast, Cody the Weather Guy, available each Monday on 1310kfka.com.
Big City Roadhouse loves their loyal customers. That's why they have one of the best loyalty reward systems around. Thanks to Big City Rewards, you are always working toward great deals and specials. It's simple. For every dollar you spend, you earn 1 point. Once you hit 200 points, you receive $10 off your next order. And you can double the points on Mondays. Sign up at BigCityRoadhouse.com or ask your server next time you're in. Big City Roadhouse, Big City Flavor, Roadhouse Comfort.
KFKA keeps it local. Good morning, NoCo at 6.
We've seen it before. Calling up guys too early can set back that progress so much.
Yeah. Coach speak at 10.
Where has the education process been in the NIL, even for college students?
And the whole show at 11.
Imagine if the Walmarts really did own the Rockies. If they full-on owned the Rockies, they'd be as competitive as the Dodgers.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When it comes to building your future, trust Buildings by Design. They offer a full range of construction services using cutting-edge techniques and equipment. With strong relationships across vendors, designers, and tradesmen, your project is handled professionally, on time, and within budget. From general contracting to design build and construction management, Buildings by Design is there before, during, and after construction. Their rigorous focus on cost, schedule, and safety sets them apart. Visit buildingsbydesign.com and start building with confidence today.
With today's cattle market, protecting your investment has never been more important. That's where the J9 insurance agencies come in. J9 specializes in livestock risk protection, LRP, giving you peace of mind and protection if those prices start to dip. LRP sets a floor on the price that you would receive if the bottom of this market falls out. We've never seen markets like this. Don't leave your hard work and bottom line to chance. Call the J9 insurance agencies today and get the coverage you need for the market you're facing. 970-834-1160.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.